Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, we talked about this at the end of last year. DeMar Hamlin did not win the NFL Comeback Player of the Year award. It was Joe Flacco. And what did Joe Flacco come back from? Frankly, sucking. Why did Geno Smith get a Comeback Player of the Year award? He didn't battle through injury or anything like that. He battled back from not living up to expectation and then finally making good on the expectation. Well, the NFL has now changed the criteria to win the NFL Comeback Player of the Year award. I suppose the AP has changed it. The AP Comeback Player of the Year award. Now it is listed as an award to honor a player who has demonstrated resilience in the face of adversity by overcoming illness, physical injury, or other circumstances that led him to miss playing time the previous season. This does not affect my happiness one iota one way or another, but this is sports talk radio, and thus I must offer an opinion. I like that.
Yeah.
I like it. Okay, you got hurt last year. You battled back through injury. You know what that's like. That's got to suck real bad.
Mm-hmm.
You come back the next year, you stay healthy, you perform, and you've persevered. I like that a whole hell of a lot more than like Francisco Liriano, who was really bad for a couple seasons
right.
and came back
yeah.
the following year, and all of a sudden he's really good, so he came back. What did he come back from? He came back from stinking.
Right, right. Like Cole Holcomb will be a candidate this year.
Yeah. Yes.
That makes sense. That's great. Yes, I like it a lot better the way it is.
Yeah.
Like Cole, like somebody had a catastrophic injury or couldn't play for some reason, comes back and is like, okay, like I beat that.
Like Alex Smith.
Yes, like Alex Smith. Yes.
Like I almost died because my leg got broken so severely. Or if Teddy Bridgewater came back, where everyone's throwing up on the field when he got hurt at practice, and he comes back and plays really well the next year. That's different than Joe Flacco couldn't win games with
right.
the New York Jets, and all of a sudden he wins games with the Browns.
So you know who's going to... So it's changed net for this coming year?
Mm-hmm.
You know who's going to win it this year?
Oh, crap, Aaron Rodgers.
Nope.
Oh.
Well, that's a good call, yes. There's two guys. Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Because he falls in that criteria.
Yeah.
That's a good call by Aaron Rodgers, though. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers or Joe Burrow are going to win it.
Aaron Rodgers.
But wouldn't you want to see... I want to see somebody else, like, that...
Like, DeMar Hamlin didn't play a lot last year,
right.
but he died on the football field and then had the mental toughness...
Yes.
And you would get this way more than I would, but just to get back on a field ever again? He should have won that the second he made the decision, I'm playing football again.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Joe Flacco, he was... good for the Browns, and they make the playoffs, but he didn't die on the football field.
Right.
And again, this doesn't like really bother me one way or the other, but you know, I just think if you're Rowdy Tellez next year and you hit 35 homers, you should not be Comeback Player of the Year.
Like O'Neal Cruz should be in the conversation this year.
Yes.
Yes, I get it. I am all on board for that. Makes
or,
a lot of sense.
Or like a you know starting pitcher like Shohei Ohtani next year
yes.
he is the Cy Young winner or he's close darn to it and so he wants to be Comeback Player of the Year. They award it for that. Like that makes sense to me. Like coming back from underperforming, like really all that does is underscore that you weren't all that good before.
Right.
Like Geno, where you been? Flacco, where you been? Like Deshaun Watson, where you been? Like, if Deshaun Watson had won it because he comes back from suspension, now he could because he would be coming back from injury.
Right.
I don't think he'd get the requisite number of votes, though. You never know.
Never know.
You never know. People love their brownies.
Never know.
When a brown does something good, you got to reward that brownie.
Hmm. I like it better this way.
I do, too.
Makes more sense.
And you do have the most extreme of extreme examples when you consider that DeMar Hamlin didn't win it and Joe Flacco did. And... It just didn't sit right with me. Here's a texter kind of dovetailing off of our quarterback salary cap conversation. They should have a comeback player and the most improved player award. Could help separate it. Okay, if you did most improved player, again, is it about a guy who's like on a rookie deal who just was actually getting better? Or would it be about a guy who stunk in the middle of his career and then all of a sudden he has a good year after that?
Right.
You would need almost a third award at that point. And what a farce that would be. Nick Chubb, another guy who could win it this year.
Yes.
You know, on the topic of Rodgers, because someone did text in and agreed and said, should we just give Rodgers the award now? I'm not so sure how that's all going to turn out.
In New York?
Yeah. The scrutiny. I don't know if Robert Saleh is a good coach or not.
He was one of my coaches.
You like him?
I mean, he wasn't a head coach, but he was like a quality control at the time. I don't know if he has the command to, you know, at the time he didn't. You know, he wasn't vocal. I think he's just like a player's coach, kind of a figure. I like him a lot. Like, not saying I don't.
You like the guy.
I don't think that, like, Aaron Rodgers runs that team.
No question about
that. He doesn't run that team. He doesn't run that team. He doesn't have that.
He basically picked, I mean, he went to the place with his offensive coordinator,
yep.
And he skipped mandatory minicamp,
yeah.
Which if I were his teammate, I'd be so freaking pissed
about.
Yeah, to go
somewhere to a different country? Did he go in one of those ayahuasca joints?
Probably.
Or he said he was on vacation, right?
He probably went somewhere to chew on clay.
I'd be very upset.
Yes!
Very upset.
And
you
then
didn't
the head
play
coach didn't
year?
Say crap about it, man.
Then you try to create some ridiculous hoopla like you were going to come back in December.
Which
knew you ain't coming
attention.
Back. You ain't coming back. I'd be very upset.
He knew they weren't going to be in it, so he said he was going to come back. Oh, if they win this game, I'll be back. Come on, man.
He knows that they're desperate for him. And like whenever you have a feeling that somebody's desperate for you, you have the upper hand to do whatever you want because you know that there's a slap on the hand, basically, whatever you do. But that, I mean, he's throwing all of his other teammates under the bus.
Yes, he is.
Ridiculous.
And, you know, he's been, look, he beat the Steelers in a Super Bowl, but he's choked. And that team has choked in home championship games. The Packers did. And now he's got a head coach that's not Mike McCarthy, who's not as good of a coach as Mike McCarthy. He's not as good of a coach, not even close, I don't think, to the guy they got in Green Bay right now. And they're all bowing down to his whims. We watched Hard Knocks last year when it was the Jets last year. The way they all salivated and talked about Aaron Rodgers. We got that guy on our team right now. Da, 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 da. They put him on the pedestal by how they acquired him and then the way that they talked about him. And they set themselves up to fail with that guy. They've got a good roster and he's a hell of a player. But from a team chemistry kind of deal, I could see that just spectacularly failing this
year. Oh, yeah.
And I can't stand that guy now. I used to really like Rodgers.
He's going to win the award.
Yeah.
You're right.
Oh, yeah, that's what we were talking about.
He's going to win. I mean, like,
Kirk Cousins could win it.
Yeah.
He hurt his Achilles. Yeah. You reminded me of the other day. I thought it was his knee.
Yeah.
Either way, lower extremity injury. That's what they would say in the NHL. Lower body injury.
I don't know what bothers me more, whenever that or golf being on different channels whenever there's a big event. Those two things like are up there for me. That bothered me real bad.
What, the lower body injury deal?
Or upper body. Like, tell me what the goddamn injury is. Like, did he hurt his shoulder? Did he hurt his arm? Did he hurt his knee? Did he hurt his ankle? Why is it so hard?
My favorite thing is after a playoff series, it's like Lars was playing with a fractured sternum and hip, and also he doesn't have a spleen anymore. And we're pretty sure he has a second appendix. But we're not using it as an excuse.
Middle body injury.
I don't get it. Like, I think Andrew McCutchen, I have reason to believe that Andrew McCutchen, that getaway day on Thursday against St. Louis, he didn't want to play because he needed a break. He's 37 years old. I have reason to believe that that is what happened. Derek Shelton hasn't said that. He just said, well, you know, yeah, boy. He didn't give a reason.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes guys hurt. Guys hurt. If you're a player, now this is going to a totally different spot here. I feel like we're the Starkey's Ice Show, but I like this. Like, if I'm a player, wouldn't I want people to know that I'm playing through something? Like, I'm not playing well. I would not be mad if my coach said, well, Jimmy's got he's dealing with a plate in his foot. Like, I wouldn't mind my coach saying that.
Well, I mean, that puts you in target area.
Yeah.
I think that's why they do it, especially in hockey, because it's, you know, it's more, it's gritty.
Well, that is football. That is why.
Yeah,
like,
hockey.
Crosby's wrist hurts. Guys be
you're
out
going,
there trying
slashing.
To kill his wrist.
Yeah, I'm slashing his. I mean, I'm just, that's just how it is. So, but it still bothers me.